This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
There will be a game five. What a night last night
Hell
in Detroit.
Yeah, there will be.
What a night. I can't get over, Tone, I can't get over David Fry.
Yeah?
Can't get over it. Pinch hitting. You know he can't throw because of that elbow.
Allegedly.
You know he can't throw because of the elbow.
Allegedly? What's the allegedly?
Well, you know, they don't really ever come out and specify anything over there. But David Fry, you know he can't catch because of the elbow. He's on the roster. He's going to contribute somehow because he's got a stick. Goes up there, hits a go-ahead home run. That was the first, what did Meisel say?
The first go-ahead pinch hit home run.
First go-ahead pinch hit home run in Cleveland postseason history. That's a lot of years. That's over 100 years of baseball,
folks.
That's
hard to believe considering how we've been in the postseason a bunch. Yeah. It's not like we've had huge gaps. I mean, my lifetime, we've been in the playoffs. We've been spoiled.
Oh, but we're downright spoiled.
Yeah.
Too many playoffs?
Not enough playoffs.
Goes in, hits the pinch hit home run, and then to lay down the you can't say that term anymore. The squeeze bunt.
Safety squeeze
the
is
safety
the term now.
Squeeze now, yes. To lay down the safety squeeze. I mean, perfect bunt. I mean, we tried to get Andrés Giménez to do it before, and that ended up being a fly ball to the left. That was incredible. This is one of the better performances in a couple of plate appearances I've seen watching baseball for 38 years, and that was incredible.
Well, especially because
of TNT, by the way.
Our fan base was
Turner
down in the dumps.
Sports.
They thought it was over. Our fan base couldn't get over. I mean, the amount of ridicule that our manager was getting, and it all popped up again when the Tigers had gotten out in front. Everybody was going back to the same arguments that we have heard over the last few days about how Vogt cost this team, was getting outmanaged. A.J. Hinch was two steps ahead throughout, and things changed in a hurry, as they can do in baseball.
To see what happened, because it was a back and forth baseball game. When they went up 2-1, thanks to the Jose home run, which, by the way, thank God, because I got into a mode of, once they had gave it up again, I'm sitting there thinking, well, at least he helped himself with the postseason when they were down, or when it was a 2-2 game. I was thinking, man, at least he helped himself a little bit. All right, then it was 3-2. I was a little bit like, all right, at least they can help himself out a little bit. He helped out his postseason. Then when David Fry comes up, like, we got to just win this thing. And then to have the squeeze play work, the heart pounding through your chest, elimination moment. I think all the momentum going into that game, it felt like it was. You don't believe in momentum, do you? I mean, what's your whole thing? Because I think it switches from sport to sport, maybe.
Yeah,
with you.
Baseball's tough because it's a completely different game depending on who the pitcher is. And now they get the great pitcher in game five, which is what we were petrified about earlier in the series. We were like, we got to do everything we can not to get this to a game five. But when you're losing and you have a chance to be eliminated, hey, game five's looking a lot better today than at the start of the series.
Yeah, it's
so that's why the momentum thing is tough, because You did see Jose Ramirez come out of it. Stephen Kwan has been on fire. I mean, I think he's batting 500 in the series.
Oh, man, he's been fantastic.
Your star showed up yesterday, too. I said, it's funny how the manager looks a little better. When Jose Ramirez, David Fry was an all-star. A lot of people forget. Was an all-star at the beginning of the year. So, and Class A comes in and dominates.
He's
hey,
also
guess
been,
what happens? Your manager looks a lot better.
Yeah, he's also
isn't that funny
been,
how that works?
Yeah, I want to get the vote coming up here in a second. But, boy, give credit to Brian Rocchio. I remember when he did that interview, or it was Vogt who did the interview, and said he wanted to be like Jose, and people were like, "What? Once you're just focused on staying on the roster there, bub." Like, he's been a nice piece in this series.
He's had better at bats than I think almost anybody outside of Kwan. You know, you've seen him up there, and he's seen the ball very well. He's making pitchers work. And he seems to be getting the most out of his playoff appearances, much more than I think a lot of us probably ever would have dreamed of.
Because I don't know if you felt this way. Like, when I saw Hedges come up to start off the ninth, I was like, all right, like, at least we can get to Rocchio. I had confidence in Rocchio in the two spot in the ninth inning. I was like, all right, we can get to Rocchio, then we can get to Kwan. I bet we can get a couple guys on, and sure as hell, I think a lot of fans were feeling that way. It's like, okay, we can get this kid out of here, and they got that kid out of there. They brought in Vest, which, boy, it seems every pitcher they bring in, Brian Anderson does the play-by-play, right, on Turner?
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, he's just been remarkable down the stretch. I go, do they have any not-so-great pitchers at all in Detroit?
Well, a lot of these guys, remember Matt Derry was like, most of these guys were in AAA.
Well, that's
most of the year. And only in baseball could a story like that happen.
I have a kid that didn't come to the major leagues until September 25th. And he's pitching in the playoffs.
Did you feel the same way I did when Tim Herron came out? Like, I was like, I don't know how long this is going to last. I might have rather gone with Hunter Gaddis. And then he gave up the hits.
Well, I wanted to see
Class
A. I wanted a repeat of, you know, even earlier than what we had seen in game two. I wanted Class A earlier. That's what I was nervous about.
You wanted him
about.
To start the eighth?
I wanted him. I was thinking to myself, five or six guys. I think five or six outs is what we might need to win this game. And it ends up working out, even though obviously Detroit, you know, they'd figured out a way to get one across. It made things very, very anxious.
Oh yeah.
At one point, you're like, thank God for the insurance run.
Yeah, they're a formidable opponent. But I gotta say, like, when Brian Anderson says that, it's like, well, they were what, 32-13 to finish the season. Like, yeah, probably most of the pitchers they had are going to be pretty good down the stretch. But I like going into the series, like, okay, like the bullpen, you got a better bullpen. Yeah, their starting pitcher, they got Scooble. You have Bybee, so you have to give it to Scooble. Your closer's better, and then just every single time, like, they're waving them orange towels, and then you got Brian, he's been tremendous. Like, they're all Duke Simpson from Major League. It's like, come on, for the love of God, can we get anybody that we could just knock around? And then there are guys you do hit around, and you just weren't able to bring in runs. That was the other day. I did not think, I'm not trying to be Mr. Baseball or anything like that, because I think you probably agreed here, is that you go 20 innings without scoring a run. The dam was about to burst at some point. It's a professional lineup. I think A.J. Hinch and everybody else could have seen that. That they were going to be able to do that. But to have that play in the top of the ninth, to lay down that squeeze.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
It was a remarkable decision. It was a gutsy decision.
Now, is that only because it worked? What are we saying today if that play doesn't work and they end up losing the game? They had Jose Ramirez. That's the thing. Jose Ramirez was coming up.
You know,
people would have crucified the manager if that squeeze play doesn't work.
I know, but sometimes...
It's just funny how we really just do play the results in baseball. If it works, it's awesome. If it doesn't, the manager's an idiot.
That's true. But I do think you have to, sometimes you just have to make that decision and go with it and understand that these things can come out hurting you. And maybe there's a little bit of luck involved. But, I mean, David Fry, I didn't know David Fry could lay down such a damn bunt. I had no idea he could lay down such a bunt. And boy, did he lay one down, and it was able to bring in Rocchio. And that it did provide the insurance that you needed because they put up one in the bottom of the ninth, but they ended up getting the win.
Well, you asked me, is Fry going to be like an all-time hero? I'm like, get back to me after game five because they got to win game five. If they find a way to pull this off at home, yes, we are talking about the stuff legends are made of if this team moves on to the ALCS to take on the Yankees.
216-474-0092. I'm nervous from yesterday. I'm not getting nervous about tomorrow. I'm nervous from yesterday just thinking about that moment you just talked about because I go, man, that does seem to be, we are so risk adverse. We are so scared of all these things. That is a gutsy, gutsy decision. Here is David Fry on that squeeze.
Boat kind of came up to me and was like, hey, how confident are you in getting a bunt down? And I told him I wasn't a very good hitter in high school, so I'm pretty confident I had to bunt a lot. And he goes, all right, right before I went up, and he said, go ahead and do it first pitch. Luckily, I got the run in.
I mean, that's the only time you're going to be able to do that. Because it's out, if I'm not mistaken, is that...
So imagine now he would have never...
That's out of a pitching change, for crying out loud. I mean, that's a huge decision to make right out of the change.
This is what I mean. Like, we wouldn't have gotten the same story had it not have worked. Because, obviously, he's having fun with it. And, you know, that whole back and forth. Like, yeah, Vogt asked me if I could do it. Like, right before that moment in the game. And, like, could you imagine if he told that story after... He gets gunned down at home. Yeah, he want to know if I can do a bunt. And I guess I can't. I guess moral of the story is I cannot, and it ruined the game, and we lost, and we're eliminated.
If they don't win that game, it does sound like he comes up in a panic.
Yes.
Do you know how to bunt?
Does anybody know how to bunt?
Can anybody put one down? David Fry continued a little bit later on when he got back to the dugout about his feelings. We'll get to that here in a second. 0-3, by the way. He spoke about that a little bit and what he felt going back to the dugout. Hit it.
You dream about it as a kid and think about it all the time and in the off season and when you're working on stuff, and then it happens and it goes by real quick. I remember looking at the dugout and high-fiving Sandy and then just black out, and then you're in the dugout cheering with the boys. It was a lot of fun.
Moments slowed down for you. Like, I was in my office, my son's sitting to my right because they don't have school today. So he's sitting there to my right. It was, everybody's yelling for him. Like, everything slows down in your head because you're hoping that Rocchio can make it. And Rocchio, with the other hand, is able to slide through. And I'm like, man, I can't believe he made it. I can't believe this has worked out. This is incredible to me, is how that was able to go down. And to have that type of, I mean, that is a risky decision. You are right. There's no other way around it. Like, you play the results in baseball maybe more than anything else. It's like, man, if that doesn't work and it's a 4-4 game and Manuel Clase, like, that's a double down the line. Mm-hmm. You end up giving up that run. Like, all of a sudden, it's different. That's a different feeling.
It's why that is arguably the safety squeeze, is what they're calling it now, is arguably the best situation.
It's called risky squeeze.
The best play in all sports, right? Having that happen in a game like that, in an elimination game, needing a run to scrape together. Now, was it... By any means necessary, right? And to see the emotion of those guys erupt when that comes through, you just feel like you stole one. Like, you saw the Detroit fans were so deflated when that run came across.
216-474-0092. Does it feel like the momentum is on our side? Does it feel like that, or is this like, okay, we got this win, it's 2-2, they still have Tarik Skubal?
Yeah, I mean, that's
I'll be respectful to people.
That's the whole thing. You're an underdog in game five, although they're pretty close in the betting odds. I was asking some buddies, would you have signed up for this? If I would have told you it's game five, you're at home, but you're going up against the best pitcher in baseball this year.
I think you take it, right? Because at least you're at home. Here's how if they were up 2-1 and we're coming back to game five, oh, great. Best pitcher in baseball. Now that they have come back, they were down 1-2 and
had their breakthrough moment. Yeah.
I'm going, here's how I've defined it to myself, and I've decided I'm going to the game. I'm going, well, we've seen them once already, and it's been in the last couple of days. They already have the book on him now. We're going to be able to get things across the plate against him, which who knows for real, but you have seen him in the last week.
Yeah, and you also, at the same time, I know what you only got 3 hits the other day against him.
Yeah.
Last week, earlier this week against him.
On Monday.
I think that you learn how to play that a little bit different because you did leave guys on. I mean, you grounded into double plays at that time. You know, do you lay down another bunt to try to manufacture a run? Because anybody who gets on against a guy, you're going to have to try to move him station to station.
I was critical of not sending Rocchio home on the Kwan hit. Rocchio's at second, and Kwan hits it to left field. Shallow-ish, mid-left field.
In this game,
are we sending him in this game?
Well, because I wasn't critical. I thought he would have been gunned. I really thought he'd have been gunned, which the answer to it is like, well, put the pressure on the outfielder.
Push
I go,
the pace, man.
I go, well, they're professional outfielders out there. Like, I thought he would have been thrown out. Game, maybe it's different.
He probably should have been thrown out at the plate on the bunt, too. And he wasn't.
216-474-0092. Let me get, well, no, hold on there. I'm going to get to the you guys. I think it's a hell of a question to ask. I mean, I thought Riley Green would have tossed him out, but at the same time, not now. In this moment, if I were to have this moment here on Saturday night,
same guy running that just did it in game four on the safety squeeze.
Yeah. And plus it's at home. So like if he throws you out, there's not going to be this big crazy moment to affect your team. So I would be more apt in this case to try it. I'll grant you that. If we find ourselves in that situation, yeah, I think I agree with you. Now,
5-run lead and not worry about it.
Yeah, that's be a hell of a thing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.